The love of God, what an incomprehensible love. Every time that is the subject in the morning meeting, every time that it is, it just strikes me every time on how wonderful and amazing this love for us. And it always reminds me of the verses in Psalm 8. I'm just going to read verses 3 and 4. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and all the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? What is man? What are we? We are nothing. We are, the heart of man is deceitful, desperately wicked. How do we deserve this love? We don't. It's a love that goes far beyond what we can imagine, think, or even try to imitate. But what he did for us on the cross is amazing. Like, God made us to be perfect, but none of us can be perfect. His requirement for heaven, to be with him, is perfection. And none of us can live up to perfection. So he sent his son, a perfect man. And why did he send him? To die for us. Like, the Lord knew when he was coming down to earth what man would do to him. Reject him, spit on him, crucify him, kill him in the most inhumane means that they had. But why did he do it? For us. Those who rejected him. Those of us who've disobeyed what he has told us to do. And we're all guilty of it. There's none righteous, no, not one. We all have to say to ourselves, we're nothing. We're not perfect. We're sinners, and we know it. But the Lord came for us. What a thought. Perfect man came to earth, took on himself the form of a man, and died for us. Like, it's such a deep subject that we'll never be able to fully comprehend it. I've heard that we can compare to how much we know of the love of God to going out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and dipping your finger in and looking at a drop. That's how much we know. But the ocean is far too vast for us to even comprehend compared to the one drop. So knowing this, what should our reaction be to that wondrous love? Well, I would say we have three choices. We can hear it and ignore it. We can hear it and we can understand it and accept it, but still choose to live on our own path. And we can hear it, can understand it, we can, with the Lord's help, live by it, And in no way is it an easy task to live according to what the Lord has for us. It's impossible. It is impossible for us in the flesh. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And with the Lord's help, we can overcome the world. We can be an example to those non-Christians around us. And they will see. If we are living according to how the Bible has us to live, they will notice. This past summer, I've had quite an interesting summer at the job I worked at this year. And all the guys there were very against Christianity in general. There's just a couple other Christians there. And every time you try to explain it to them, how the work of the Lord, how Jesus came to die for us, and how you, even no matter what you've done, you can still accept him. And when, once you said that, they're like, that doesn't make sense. Well, no, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all. Well, why would someone who made something, told it to do something, and it completely disobeyed, went in the complete opposite direction from what he had intended, why would he choose to come and die for what he made? It's because he loves us. And his love is without end. And all the time and eternity that we will be singing his praise won't be enough. It's the few words I had on my heart. We can never comprehend the love, the full love of God. We can get a taste. We'll never fully comprehend it. Thank God that he came to die for us. He sent his son to die for us. What amazing love.